And now, folks, from beautiful downtown San Francisco, where it smells of ode to poo-poo, we present the Drake and Scott podcast.
And now, the salty tears of an illegal immigrant.
See, we came here because she wanted a better life for us. She wanted a better education for us. She wanted us to have a better future. And now this is all going to be taken away because of him. Because of that stupid, oh my God, stupid felon. He's a felon. He's a villain! He's a felon! I don't want him here anymore! I can't! I'm not coming back! I'm never coming back here! Until he leaves the house! He's ruining my life, her life, and the lives of every single immigrant in this country!
Okay, now let's learn goodbye is adios. Adios. And a lot of times when we're English speakers, we want to say adios, and we put our tongue way back there where we make D's in English. But let's push our tongue forward. Adios. And stress that O. Now you're going to start sounding like a Spanish speaker. Very good.
I love how she talks about Trump being a felon with no self-awareness whatsoever.
Bye, Felicia.
Adios. Adios.
Adios.
We want to make it sound like we get D's in English. And I'm like, well, I did get D's in English. So. Hola, amigos. ¿Cómo están?
Bien, bien.
Es una semana con el presidente.
Yeah, whatever he said.
Yeah, I said it's been a week with the president.
Well, welcome to the Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach podcast. We are on radioslot.com, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on the show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening. Or you're not that first girl. Please tell me that was an AI mock-up.
No, that was real.
That was a real person.
That was a real human.
That was a TikTok video of a young lady who was upset at Mr. Trump for sending ICE out to deport all the illegals.
It felt like a Saturday Night Live sketch. So overdone.
No, that was real.
Oh, we're about to show some great sounds like Saturday Night sketch stuff.
She had the snot and the tears and just it was too much. I had to use it.
Snot bubbles.
Had to exploit her.
But, you know, Gabbing nuisance.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure? You sure she didn't exploit herself?
Well, and then I further exploited her.
Okay.
So.
Well, no, she put it out there. You're just furthering her platform.
I'm wondering if Gabbing nuisance said, well, we had a snotty cry. It was an early dinner.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table is Coach. How's it going, Coach?
What's up?
Where do we start today? Do you want to start?
There's so many places. I'll start with my crazy on the way.
Okay, well, hang on. Let's tease a few things. We have the inside story of how Trump couldn't decide which J6 people to release, so he said, F it, release them all. Poor Kamala, she might be divorcing.
Forget it, by the way, for those of you listening.
Yeah.
F it is forget it.
Yes, it does.
Okay, good.
Poor Kamala might be divorcing her doofus husband. She blames him for sabotaging her win. We got bankruptcies happening in the best economy ever.
Too. Yeah, forget her.
Sports jerk's going to sports jerk. We got a nice little piece of karma to talk about there. Hopefully we get to this one. It's kind of amusing. Somebody did an AI version of Brad Pitt and tricked a crazy French lady into giving him money.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yes. And then Ellen DeGeneres, she's been spotted back in the United States after fleeing to England and claiming she was never coming back. And, of course, the worst bishop in the United States. We have audio of her, and we're going to riff on that very savagely, I would say.
It'll be a savage attack.
I disagree. I think it's very appropriately.
Will it be a snotty cry?
Yes.
I'm absolutely insulted by that whole thing.
Yeah. Well, and you should be. It's a fake church and a fake bishop, and there's a reason why we don't let women teach and preach, and she's the reason.
Wow.
Certainly one of them.
Just want to make sure everybody knows that might be Brian's position on this.
Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty. It knows no bounds.
Oh, hold on a second.
Paul's position if I... Yeah.
No, it does not say that in the book. Women can preach. Period.
There's something that says it. Something.
Well, I mean, so anybody could write anything down, and then you could say, oh, somebody said it, and it was written. But if you're talking about the good book, I don't think it's a... They're not allowed to preach or teach at all. It's semantics. We'll get into it.
Yeah, it's something that says something about that.
We're chasing rabbits.
It's
right
a
now.
Discussion for a much more boring meeting.
Okay.
All right. We always start with a crazy on the way. Does anybody have anything silly that's happened to them?
We affirm women on this show, by the way.
Okay.
Of course we do.
Speaking of which, I've got a great women behaving badly for us.
They're today. They're the most wonderful things on the planet.
It's just really hard when they do snotty cries.
It's
well, or try to do things that are.
Well, she set an example for why we wouldn't have her preach or teach, but that's a great tease. We'll get to that, right?
All right.
Second hour?
We'll get to it at some point. But anything crazy on the way today from anybody?
Today-ish? It's still a truth today, but it actually happened a bit ago. I got a buddy, John, who gave me a porcelain dish. That's used for firing.
Oh, the wiener cooker.
It's meant for cooking linguica. And you pour a little cooking alcohol, in the base of this thing, and then it has little...
Cooking alcohol?
Yeah. And then you...
Is that a thing?
You light it, and you just set the linguica there, and you just let it sit, and it cooks right there. The fuel burns off, so you can't really overcook it. And boom, you're done. It's the fastest, easiest, simplest way. I've been.
Did you use like vodka?
I've been way into wieners lately.
Clearly.
So it's. I mean, sausages everywhere. Apple, garlic.
Sausage fest. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. The visuals are wonderful.
Red pepper, tomato.
You know, there's this thing called a microwave. You just throw them in there.
Those are so bad for food. Okay. That's another show too, by the way. Yeah,
well,
I'm trying to get away from our microwave.
Our buddy from Chicago was like freaking out that somebody was going to put pizza in the microwave.
Yeah.
I got
even better.
After you burned it.
Crazy on the way.
Okay.
You did burn it.
Our stovetop caught on fire. Like it exploded into flames. No lie. Now,
from all the cooking alcohol?
It burst into flames.
Or the wieners.
The gas came out one of the little handle knob things. And shot out, got on my father-in-law's hand, and exploded, but it burned him pretty good. And then the flame was like at least 6 inches, and it wasn't going out. I turned off the gas supply underneath. It's still burning, and I'm like, it's got to be running out of fuel. Like, how's it still burning? Then I realized the plastic knob had become the fuel. The plastics was just burning. So I drench this rag, drop it on top. It goes out. When I pull the rag off, the handle, the knob thing, gone. This black charred mess or whatever. So,
wow,
we're getting a new cooktop.
Oh, okay,
good like that.
An electric one this time.
No,
it kind of reminded me of the whole Kamala campaign. Just burned, gone. It's charcoal left over.
So there's another
two crazies on the way.
Sure, okay, good.
I might have to come up with a third.
Well, no, that makes up for mine because I don't have anything.
Okay. So. I don't really either.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We watched the game last night and stayed up late. And
yeah, Taylor's girlfriend's going to be in the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever.
Hit the bed, was out like a light, and woke up, and here I am.
All right. Well, glad you're here. Let's pick something out to talk about. Do you want to do the... No, we don't want to do the bishop first. Let's save that. How about... let's do our Trump and J6.
Yeah, we need to do the bishop in conjunction with the Oscars.
Ooh, I forgot about the Oscars. I mean, it's right here at the top too. So
have we addressed that Iggy is a
who?
Ausente.
Is he?
Who?
We're gonna change Iggy's name to Izzy, as in
is he here?
Where is he?
Where is he?
Is he? No Ziggy today. He sent us a late text saying that he overslept, so he's not gonna make it today. Or he sent. Coach one, I don't have it yet.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So
Ziggy be dizzy.
You're the only one who got it.
Wow.
Well, we miss you, bud. I think he was crying at the Chiefs win. the Bills lost because he knew it meant two more full weeks of Swifty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I gotta send something out to Taylor's number one fan. You know, our first guest ever.
Yes, right.
Reference the show and email
us. She made the mugs for
us.
And
see how she's feeling today because she's probably on cloud nine.
Okay. Well, let's do the inside story of Trump and the J6 pardons. Trump's move to go big on the pardons sheds light on his unpredictable decision-making process and shows his determination to fulfill a campaign promise to his MAGA base, regardless of fallout. 8 days before the inauguration, Vice President-to-be J.D. Vance said on Fox News that if you committed violence that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned. But that began to change as the crew in the Oval Office started reviewing cases and who could be pardoned and who couldn't be. And finally, Trump just said, F it, release them all. And here we are. The case-by-case review was, quote, onerous. Trump staffers wondered whom to pardon and who might slip through the cracks. And that's it. They said, it's time to move on from this. Let them all go.
Yeah, I don't know that it is, though. I think here's one of the things that's really been bugging me about, and it's funny because we all said that the American people with one voice stood together and said, we're enough of all this stupidness. Mm-hmm. Right?
How about this? How about release all the video? I want to see all the stuff that the committee had, and apparently Trump has access to. I want to see all this before I render any kind of opinion.
And that's fair. Honestly, that's more than fair. That's fair and right, because in the absence of real data and what they actually have, because you know we keep hearing this stuff and there's this debate going back and forth between, you know, rights and lefts, all this stuff about, you know, how could you possibly? Well, it was very very shortly before that the BLM movement, and they were burning down the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. and setting the governor's mansion on fire, and mm-hmm. and. Well, and even what was that area in? Was it Portland where they?
Yeah, they had their little conclave and
sanctioned off, and we're murdering people inside that thing.
Yeah,
we're not talking about that, and none of those people went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a couple hundred people that were unarmed, and they were going to literally take over the government,
and they
really,
and they were very nice to obey all of the velvet. Closures, oh, all yeah. the velvet yeah. ropes, they, you know, yeah.
But and to not say these things are, you know, and for these
How
people,
many of them were prosecuted?
Quite J6 people?
No, this Seattle thing you're talking about. How many of those
none,
people?
None, zero. Zero.
No one did anything about it.
At all.
And they're, and.
Well, no, but not even.
We've seen video footage of that.
But not even just that. I'm talking about that, the riots for.
Floyd.
That were literally national,
mm-hmm.
and then the looting that ensued after that, just because you could,
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing this. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, and you say, well, those that Vance said, those that were committed violence, how long have they been in?
What, 4 years now?
Yeah. So some of it's not pardoned, some of it's commuted.
Right.
Yeah, time served.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care. I want them all out, and this has been used as a political stunt for quite some time, and everyone who's whining about it is,
I just don't care. All is that's very inclusive, right? And it's overarching. I will resist to going all out. If people actually committed a crime, so how many people were there in the whole thing? Like, let's just make up a number, right? 2,000.
Well, there were 1,500.
No.
1,500 people?
Yeah, 1,500 people that were pardoned or commuted.
1,500. Okay, 1,500.
They were prosecuted. But there was only a couple hundred that actually went in the Capitol building.
And either way.
I'm just saying that's a huge difference.
My point is this. Let's say there were 16 people who actually did commit crimes, did something violent, hurt somebody, broke something. I want them prosecuted. It's against the law. You broke something, you stole something, whatever. You hurt someone. I want rule of law, period. So
always.
So it screams a little bit hypocritical of red hair for him to just go in and say, oh, blanket.
Eh, I don't care. Let them all out.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Throw a blanket on the whole thing.
I disagree. Because
he swept the whole thing under the rug.
No, I disagree. Because, like I just said, anything that was actually done, a crime, they've already served 4 years. So I can't imagine
Let's go through the actual process. Are you getting off or time served or whatever it is? What if they got a 5-year sentence and then they'll have served 4?
Okay. I'm good with it.
I mean, and especially if they're in front of a Trump judge that he appointed and they say, no, you need to do a little more time or you need to pay reparations or something like that.
Quite honestly, I think with him, it's a matter of timing. He doesn't really have the time to spend on this. He's got a lot to do. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I'm good with it.
Well, so that gets me to one of my other ideas on this.
Hold that idea. We got to do some commercials.
We got a great idea coming up.
Okay, we got to do some commercials.
You can see the smoke coming out of his ears.
That's right. Even with the headphones on. We'll be right back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. No Ziggy today. We are on Radioslot.com talking about the J6.
His name's
pardons.
Izzy now.
Izzy, is that what we...
Yeah, where is he?
I'm not changing... Oh, okay.
That's his first name.
Because I'm not changing
first
the
name
logo.
Where?
I'm not changing the logo.
Second again. Name, Izzy.
Where is he?
Where is he? Izzy.
Scott, you had a thought about more J6 stuff.
Yeah, what if it's all just a distraction?
A distraction from what?
The real important stuff that he's doing with China, the military, the economy, the border, all these other things that he really wants to get. Like, let me throw up some smoke and mirrors and you guys can freak out about the J6 thing because we know it has all of their attention. It's like the thing they want to indict him on all the time.
Well, that's why he just did it.
Yeah, just do it, blah, blah, blah. And so you got this big fire raging over here. And then, meanwhile, he's over here orchestrating a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, but he just...
He's that guy. He does that kind of stuff all the time.
But that's why he just did it. He's done... They're now I can move on.
Yeah. By the way, I got some other teasers we got to get to.
Go for it.
Colombia.
Oh, that's right.
We got to talk about Colombia.
Yeah.
Right. We said we were going to talk about that. The other one, Hollywood on fire. Hollywood is on fire.
Hollywood is now?
Well, I mean, that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk about that some
And more. There was a big press conference with Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., and Trump was there. And
that's she, what I mean. She, hey, don't have it. It's a teaser.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get to it next segment.
He handed her head. It was great.
Oh, gosh. You're just giving it away.
I didn't give it away.
Okay.
I've built up the anticipation.
All right. You better have audio then.
I will. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who's not having a good day right now is Kamala Harris. She was all smiles and affection for her beloved second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, in the immediate aftermath of her crushing presidential election of defeat, according to the Daily Mail in the UK. But now that Trump has been sworn into office for sore loser Harris, it's now about the blame game. And her target is flipped to her, quote, dead weight husband. And as she weighs her political future, which may include a 2026 run for the governor of California and another try for the nation's top job 2 years later, she has to consider whether Emhoff is an asset or a liability.
Did she, I mean, you said, quote, end quote, she called her husband dead weight?
Somebody did. Because that is in quotes.
No, I mean, that's a big distinction. If it was someone else or if it was her saying that about her own husband.
The quote is not attributed. Now, there is another link here that may,
I mean, if my wife calls me dead weight, it's probably true. Okay,
let me check this. But
if my political leaders call their spouses dead weight, I got a problem with that.
It came from either somebody in the campaign or
what happened to on the left? Like everybody has value.
Yeah. No.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, except for her husband.
Yeah.
Right. Those close to the couple believe not as all hunky dory between them, and word is the husband of California girl Kamala Harris has already signed up for a
California girl.
Please, are you please don't call her that.
Apparently, he has already signed up for a job with a Big Apple law firm, which would require them to split their time between New York and L.A. Their expressions remain grim during Trump's inaugural speech. And where else?
I want to close out this segment. When you guys are done talking about this topic, I want to have the last word.
Okay, because there's other extras.
I
think the Dems in general, they're all just abandoning each other's ships.
Right, and
because they're talking about Obama and
burn the ships.
And Michelle splitting too because he's been diddling Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that's right. We God, there's just too much. We got to
talk about that.
Too much to get.
Well,
to
that's
today.
What I'm saying. That, you know, you're talking about dem divorce.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a big one.
Dem divorce in.
And you know, it's funny because when I first heard about it, it was kind of conspiracy, and I think it might have even been G.I. Joe that talked about it. And now it's like it's all over.
It has broken. Yeah, yeah. But basically, Kamala is like, you know, her husband hasn't done anything for her. He kind of blames him for dragging her down, and it's just like a woman to blame anybody but herself for her failure.
Well, it's
always somebody.
You and I may have a different definition of woman than
well, what might
or
have
lady.
Been? What might have been?
Yeah.
Well, she can be unburdened by what might have been.
What might have been. Oh, but it didn't happen. Wah, wah, wah. He's got to get quicker on those buttons.
I know, but I've got to change. I got to change banks every time we do something like that.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, so
even a little late.
So Scott, you
better late than never.
You wanted the last word on this one, Scott?
Yeah, I think my thoughts on this can best be conveyed by a line from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. When the movie was over and everybody's sitting in the theater, and here comes Matthew Broderick, and he comes out. He's like, "You're still here? It's over." Go home.
Get out.
Yeah. I love that, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was just a great move on. I think Ferris Bueller's Day Off might have broke some ground because they were one of the first movies to have something play after the movie's over that you stay to watch and see because it's entertaining for a split second. You know, the outtakes kind of stuff.
Yeah, the fourth wall, third wall, fourth wall.
Fourth wall. Yeah.
Anyways, I thought it was cool. I think he should get credit.
Ryan Reynolds does that with Deadpool a bunch. There's a bunch.
Oh, a bunch of movies do it now. But I'm saying, 30 years ago? I think that was the first one. It's over. She lost. It's over. Go home. Why are we talking to you? And in fact, I mean, we should learn from this. When Trump lost 4 years ago, I kind of wanted him to go away. Like, it's over. You lost. Go home. Like, get out of the media. Get out of the spotlight. And I think the Dems, the left, actually kept him in the news.
I was going to say, he actually left pretty quickly.
He's their favorite person because they kept talking about him for 4 years.
He was pissing and moaning, but at the end
yeah,
of
but
the
let
day,
it go. You lost. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to go back in time. We can't change it. Move forward. But anyways, I think they kept him around. One of my fears is that all this talk of Kamala is just going to keep her around.
Well, we'll see. I would love to see her run for governor of California just to see
why. What,
just to see the circus that it will be.
No, that's not a circus.
I mean, no.
Circuses are fun to watch.
No, you're
talking about a train wreck.
Okay.
A multi-car pileup.
Then we'll call it that. But Trump flipped 10 counties in California. I want to see if those voters will still turn against her if she tries to run for governor.
Okay, you make a great point. And although he flipped 10 counties, he still won 60% of the state. Nothing's changing. They will vote for her, and we'll have to deal with it.
After Los Angeles? Because we're going to
way they'll pin that on her.
No, but L.A. has been red-pilled like nobody's business now, watching the Democrats in action.
Oh, no, they already have their felon they're going to pin this on.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, they already have their Karen to drop this on.
All right.
So, I mean, we're going to talk about that later,
little,
right?
I'm a little more optimistic that L.A. will revolt.
And which Karen do you think they're going to pin?
But they're not going to revolt against Kamala.
Huh?
Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
It was Grusom's fault way before that.
Right. And that's
they're never going to pin it on Grusom. They want him to run in 4 years. Kamala is a sideshow. She's passing out the popcorn at the circus. She's not in any of the rings.
Mm-hmm.
She's out.
We'll see. I think
let's put a cigar on this. 4 years from now, one of us is buying a cigar for the other.
Okay. So
she is not running for president again.
No, for governor.
Oh, I'll give you can give me a cigar in 2 years, and you can give me a cigar in 4 years. I'll take two.
No, I think
make it a five pack.
No, I think this red pilling that LA is going through will galvanize them to vote against the
Democrats. You think it's going to change things?
I think so. Yeah, I will go on record as saying it.
But
will
I mean,
change
for me, it's like you still you just they see these things.
I know.
It's like, how could anybody have confidence in anything that she does or says?
Right.
At this point.
Exactly.
It's like, you are just a flippin' cartoon.
And then how can they have the people of L.A. directly affected by these fires, how can they have confidence in anything the Democrats say?
But again, it's their fault.
Yeah.
They voted for this.
Exactly.
They
And that's why I think they'll be in their alone time, when they're in a quiet room with just their thoughts, they're going to realize this ain't working. Let's make a change. And we'll see a Republican governor in California.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
I have made my prediction. All right. What is today? Today is the
Brian Drake's political forecast.
Today is the 27th of January. I think a Republican will win the governor.
Brian Drake, the progressive.
What?
That's right.
Whoa.
The prognostic.
Yeah. Because of it, with L.A.'s help.
You understand you're talking out of both sides of your mouth right now.
What am I saying that's out of both
sides?
No,
you said Kamala's going to win in 2 years for governor. And
no,
then
he said he wants to see that.
I want to see her run because it's going to be a clown show. And then I want to see her get defeated again because of the red pilling going on in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he never said she was going to win.
There will be a Republican governor after Gavin Newsom.
But he wants to see her get beat like a dog.
I want to see her get beat like a pinata.
She wouldn't even make a good clown.
I want to see our Mexican friends pummel her like a pinata. All right, we're up on a break. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. No Ziggy today. We are Ziggy free. Because he couldn't get out of bed or something.
He has yet to see the light of day.
Can you get closer to the microphone, please?
No.
I said please.
Hey, we're all fine with it. Stay as far from the mic as you want. Oh, thank you very much. I'll be appearing all week. Tip your waiter.
Oh, hang on. I got a thing for that. Let me turn the music. I'm late. I'm late again.
And oh, by the way, there's a much better potential than that.
Really? Where is it?
It's not there.
No, it's not this one. Yeah. What is?
I don't know. It's pretty good. Let's move on.
We got this one, too.
That should be played anytime we talk about Kamala.
Okay. Since we're on the topic of the fires, let's go to L.A. The L.A. Times says they made a mistake endorsing Karen Bass, and... It'll load here. Yeah, L.A. Times.
Wait, are you telling me a liberal left media source acknowledged a mistake?
Yep. Isn't that only
to throw somebody under the bus?
I would say somebody must have hacked
to throw one
the
of
LA
their
Times
own under
website,
the bus.
Then.
Yeah, the quote is: "We endorse Karen Bass, and right now that's a mistake, and we admit that. I think we were one of the few to say competence matters. The interesting thing is that maybe we should think about how we elect people on the basis of, did they actually run a job? Did they actually make payroll? Do they understand what that is? Rather than having professional politicians whose only job is to be ready to run for office."
Yeah, maybe they should redefine competence.
Well, it's funny. There was a tweet in my company today talking about the whole merit-based thing.
Yeah.
So right now, public works jobs, if you are woman-owned, small business, they have all these set-asides. They give you an actual shortcut to that work. Kind of preferential treatment. And they're talking about whether or not that's going to change with the merit-based, which I don't think it will, but 'cause I think that's really more hiring within companies. And doing away with, what's the word?
DEI?
No. Yeah, no. I mean, it is DEI, but I'm talking about,
quotas.
Quotas.
Ah.
The amount of, I need this many of this.
Right,
we
need to check off these boxes.
It's like the best person for the job.
Right. Let's go to a round table at the L.A. Firehouse where Trump and Ms. Bass were talking, and he kind of hands her head here.
Expediting. So I signed executive directives right away so that we could cut the red tape, we could get people back building as fast as possible, and we're going to continue doing that.
Yeah, the one thing is they are saying they will not be allowed to start for 18 months.
No, that will not be the case.
Okay, I just hope that you're will right.
Not, you can hold me to it.
There's four groups said that.
No.
That would be they should be able to do it. They should be able to start tonight.
That will not be the case. You know, first we have to take care to make sure that there's not getting rid of the hazardous waste, cleaning things up so that people can start right away. And just like you said, if somebody had their house was destroyed and they're going to rebuild essentially the same, maybe a little bit longer, a little bit higher, they really shouldn't have to go through much of a process. So I want you to know that we are expediting that. We absolutely need your help. We need the federal help.
You got it. I told you, you will have no permit problem. There will be zero delay. And as far as I'm concerned, you already have the permits.
And the resources.
I am more worried because I met at least 8 groups of homeowners. And, I'm much more worried about the fact that they said it's 18 months exactly. And they were devastated. They want to start now. They want to start removing things. They're not allowed to do it now. And you mentioned hazardous waste. Well, the hazardous waste. What's hazardous waste? I mean, you're going to have to define that. We're going to go through a whole series of questions on determining what's hazardous.
Nope.
Think you have to allow the people to go on their site and start the process tonight.
And we will.
Okay, good.
You can come back and check.
It's Mr. President?
Expediting. So I
don't want to start her over. I just find it interesting that throughout that whole thing, she talks in slogans. You know, we're working hard. We're going to expedite. We're going to do all this. She doesn't talk in specifics. And I think if it were up to them that, yeah, it would take 18 months. And they just want to drag things out so that the speculators can come in and buy up the land. And then they can have their smart city or whatever it is they want.
There's talk about that having to do with the Olympics, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's that too. But Hawaii still isn't rebuilt. They're still dragging their feet there. So we got to have, down and out of the daddy's home, he's got to come in there and crack the whip and make these people do things.
So your house burns down.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go back onto your property until someone else says so?
Right, because there's another clip where
we're worried about you hurting yourself.
Exactly. It's safety, where we want to, everything has to be safe.
And a grown man and...
Mm-hmm. No, but you know, but
see, need
but
your permission but to go the government, on my property.
The government is there to protect you.
Clearly,
yeah. So they need to protect you from your stuff.
But he was completely right, and of course she's dodging it and sloganizing, like you're saying.
Right.
But make no mistake, that would be part of it. Well, first of all, let's define, and how long would that take them? Let's define what hazardous, And again, this is stuff that just burned, and I don't know, off gassing or. What those things are, the hazards would really be. But with those fires, I don't think there was anything left of anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just it's their typical slow down, drag it out, make excuses. And if they keep doing that, that's what's going to continue to red pill the Los Angeles area.
Well, and they realize and they these want people their pound of flesh, too. They want their...
And it's not going to
fees and
it's not right and there and the rebellion here is not going to stop with Karen Bass. It's going to go all the way to Sacramento.
I'm curious about all the oceanfront properties because there's some talk that they want to reclaim that and make it public space, and so they won't be allowed to rebuild because they're going to repurpose the stuff along the coast.
Well, that's where the whole conspiracy theory comes in, right?
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I would have loved for Trump to say, yeah, we're going to do all that. We just can't have you in charge anymore.
Ooh.
It was under your watch that this all happened.
That would have been nice.
Well, so we're going to need new leadership. Someone else needs to run this. You're not the person
for this
job.
She was actually gone at the time, but.
Yeah, she was out of the country. She had to go support the struggle with the new leader of Ghana, who's probably going to get thrown out in a coup here pretty soon, but cause that's what happens over there.
Maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe she needed to bring some of that home with her.
Maybe.
Should be very interesting.
All right, we got a couple minutes left here in this segment. I do want to get to that bishop, but we should save that for next hour. Let's do something that's a little kind of fun, sort of.
The twerking?
Yeah.
I looked at this.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I looked at this before it was here.
Yeah.
I think it's... absolutely awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get to
that
it.
That they not that she did it.
That they
fired her.
Oh, okay. Well, let's tell the story and then we can discuss it some more. A California flight attendant was terminated from her job after she posted a now viral clip of her twerking while waiting for a pilot on an empty flight. Nell Diala, a former flight attendant for Alaska Airlines, was terminated from her dream job after a video she posted on TikTok of her twerking in the aisle. The video went viral overnight, she said, but instead of love and support, it brought unexpected scrutiny. Diala first captioned the viral clip, which has garnered over 72,000 views, quote, "Ghetto bih till I die, don't let the uniform fool you." The San Francisco native claimed she was doing a victory dance to celebrate the end of her new higher probationary period. And, oops. Yeah. So,
wow.
I don't know. She's kind of cute, though. That's all.
Did you watch the dance?
I did.
Did you think it was terrible?
I was too busy looking at how thick she was.
Oh, stop.
I was like, damn. But yeah, she got fired. She's and you thought that was bad?
No one was on the plane.
Yeah.
The pilot was late. They were messing around there for hours.
Yeah.
Who did this hurt?
Technically nobody, but it did kind of violate Alaska Airlines rules. They say you can't do these sorts of things, and you certainly can't do them in uniform. And because of that, they tossed her.
She altered their image of their company, and companies get to make that decision. It makes me sick that you, in your own private time, you can post a video and they can come after you
I thought it was very good natured. I didn't think it was dirty or
no, it wasn't that. And she was, she was in her full uniform,
and she really was. You know, she's really happy to be there. It's her dream job. All that mm-hmm. stuff.
Alaska Airlines want to be talked about for the destinations that they go, the prices that they charge, what their on-time record is, and those kind of things.
I disagree vehemently with what you just said. They want to be talked about.
In certain ways.
Yeah.
In certain ways. I have a limit to the things I want said about me publicly. I mean, all press. I know people say all press is good press because you're being talked about. But
this wasn't inherently
dirty
or bad or... This wasn't.
No,
it was quite innocent, in my opinion.
Prior to making any judgment on it, I'm just saying that company gets to decide who represents them. And if she did it in their uniform, they can say, hey, look, we want this to go away.
Yeah.
And it might be who whatever
I think this is
person's in charge of that said,
that's what
this
happened.
Is not our look.
Yeah, I get it. And a brand new person, rather than give them any grace or discussion of this and that, they just summarily fired her.
Mm-hmm. Well, now she says she can devote more attention to her lingerie business and her dessert ventures.
Good
so
for her.
She's got a side gig.
Yeah. No, she gets to go work on what she wants to work on. Good for her.
now what I want to know...
she said very clearly at the beginning of this, her dream job.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, maybe she can get a job with Southwest. But I want to know is, why was the pilot late? What bar was he in? And how drunk was he when he finally got to the plane?
And, yeah, it's true. But I think this is another case of, companies, people just taking themselves way too seriously.
Mm-hmm. But boy, she looks great in that uniform, though. But anyway.
No comment.
I had to watch the video several times for scientific purposes.
Sure you did.
Well, I mean, it brings out other questions, right? You got this lady who wakes up her kid for church in a way that's
No. Hang on. That's our women behaving badly segment. We'll get to that at halftime. We still got a few minutes.
No, but before we talked about that, I mean, if the company she works for says, hey, we don't like this look, we're going to part ways because mm-hmm. of what you did and did on social media, that's what they get to do.
Well, here's another story then about something on social media. We had...
As an employer, do I have to keep people that I don't want to keep if they're
right.
if they're making my company look bad?
Actually,
not even bad, just look differently than I want my company to look.
Well, here's another story just like that, though. An Eagles fan who verbally abused a female Packers supporter under investigation by his employers, who branded his comments completely unacceptable. He has since been fired. The foul-mouthed rant, which has gone viral in recent days, took place at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles cruised to a 22-10 win over the Packers. At one point, Eagles fan Ryan Caldwell, who works for a DEI-focused management consulting firm in New Jersey...
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yes, refers to the woman as an ugly, dumb, blank... Whoa, blankety-blank. Huh?
Which?
No, a C-word.
Damn.
Canary.
Yeah, see you in Toledo.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Was caught on video. Her fiance recorded the whole thing, and Yeah, it was pretty bad. So yeah, this fellow not only works for a DEI focused management firm, his pronouns are they, them, and his company was like, okay, you're gone, and they tossed him. So this article says under investigation he has since been tossed. So now
that's
here,
very different to me.
But here's a case of someone out of uniform on his own time doing something that goes viral, and then his company is like, well, now that they're the scrutiny is on you, it's leading to us, we don't like that, so you're gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Bye.
Right.
Felicia.
You're still here? Go home. It's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on such a Ferris Bueller kick now for a while.
Bueller.
Oh. I want to thank this show for
Bueller.
Okay.
The joy that I'm getting from that. All right. You're still here?
Yep, so he's out. And it was a real nasty video.
I think they're about the same thing.
Yeah.
A company has a certain image they want to project. And quite frankly, in my companies where I work, if somebody makes us look different than we want to look, I think they should go.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree. Coach?
No.
Okay.
I think that for me, the girl... The guy, I think, is a different story,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're a DEI company and
flagrantly going against everything he allegedly stands for.
I don't think that she did the same. I don't think they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think hers was, I don't know.
I should watch the video again. The flight attendant video.
No, you shouldn't.
Just no.
She started a GoFundMe for people to support her in her time of need. So all the simps are funneling money into that. But that's a story for another time. All right, we are up on a break. Coming back with halftime, we have a terrific Women Behaving Badly this week. You're going to love it. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our halftime segment and Women Behaving Badly. We got a great one this time. I couldn't believe my luck in finding this. A mother in Arizona in trouble for allegedly getting too overzealous and waking up her son for a church service. According to Phoenix ABC affiliate KNXV, the mother was arrested after she used a stun gun to wake her son up for Sunday service. Phoenix police say 40-year-old Sharon Dobbins contact-tased her teenage son on the leg in order to wake him. She said, quote, "Get up, it's Jesus Day."
Wow.
Dobbins admits she was holding a taser, but she says she only flashed its lights and made it spark in order to warn her 16-year-old son. Quote, "I made the noise with the taser, but I did not tase my son." Phoenix police say they found two marks on the teen's leg and took Dobbins into custody. So, congratulations.
Do they quote the kid? What did the kid say?
No quote from the kid. He's a minor. Congratulations, Sharon Dobbins. You are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
There's a quote from the kid.
Oh, there is? Did I miss it?
Yeah. He was like, "Mom, I'm calling the police." I said, "You can call the police. UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call."
Oh! And then... police were on the phone with the dispatcher. I told her, "You need to be with Jesus right now." Okay. "I don't think I did anything wrong because you're supposed to put God first, and that's all I was trying to do is tell my kids to put God first." Scott, as someone with...
Wow.
...with three children... In fact, Coach, you have three of your own, right?
I do.
Yeah. Would you do something like this?
Sure.
I can think of no scenario.
Get your ass out of bed.
Not a single scenario where I would tase my kid. I'm.
What I mean? Well, maybe. No, let's go to her defense.
I doubt that I could even be an officer because I don't know if I could come to tase someone.
Well, let's go to her defense though. What if the kid
Well, I've never been tased, so it's hard to know.
Oh, it's awful.
How bad an experience it is.
It is awful.
Yeah.
Just trust me.
Yeah, so I've heard rumors of how bad it is, and so I want to avoid
it. It's really
at all
not
costs.
That bad. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, okay. I didn't like it.
it's not that pleasurable. I mean, it's not, but it's not
Well, it's kind of like narcotics. I've heard so many scary stories about narcotics. I never have tried them because I'm afraid of what would happen.
But now, what if the kid was just
lazy? I said, there's no scenario.
And she's like, she's at her wit's end with his inability
to squirt him with a squirt gun. Some fun with him.
I don't know.
Put on bad music, and
I think the kid maybe deserved it.
I mean, I'll say this: my mom used to mess with me in all kinds of ways, but never anything that was abusive. I mean, she'd just get creative. I think this is a lack of creativity on this mother's part.
My mom was pretty creative.
My mom would be like, "Hey, if you don't get up, I'm making liver for dinner," and it's like, "Boom, I'm out of bed." Okay. Right? Liver, that'll kill you. I'd rather be tased. No, shout out to mom.
Liver and onions.
I you know what? This mom needs to meet with my mom. Get some lessons. You tased your kid. I mean, do we take the kid from her at that point?
I don't know. I don't think so. Let's just give her a slap on the wrist. And
I mean, there's other things that parents do where we take the kid from them, and this is approaching it.
Are you kidding me? They've been taking kids recently in the last 4 years. If you said they didn't get to cut their stuff off,
yeah,
yeah. I mean,
as child abuse because they wanted to become a girl or a boy, and they were It's
what a terrible way to try and get your kid to go to church. I mean, how ironic. I mean, it's so backwards. You want to send your kid to church to learn about grace and peace and loving your neighbor and stuff.
Yeah, I understand
and
that.
And then you're marking his leg up with too high voltage. I love she mentions the lights as if the flashing lights had any effect. Like, that's not what we're talking about, lady. Got some lights for you.
Well, that is Women Behaving Badly for this week. That's our halftime segment as well. We are coming back with some good stuff.
Columbia.
We got Columbia. We've got the Oscars, the worst bishop in America.
Oh, they're changing the name for the Oscars, by the way.
What are they changing it to?
Oh, that's our next segment.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. Teaser.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. We'll be right back.
Oh, we got the bishop, too.
I said that.
Oh.
Yeah, are you not listening?
We're going to talk about her twice.
Okay.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. We have four idiots who think they're funny. Be on the lookout for Drake and Scott and their associates, Ziggy and Coach. Consider them boring and distasteful. More at 11.
It's just three idiots today. Because
how much
Ziggy's
do we
here.
Pay that guy?
Whatever that it intro. Is, it's too much.
No, it was free.
Oh. Sadly, I like him.
Yeah. He's the AI newsman.
Oh, yeah. I like him more if he's free.
Yeah, I'll make up some more because we've kind of gotten our mileage out of those clips. So, all right, Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. No Ziggy today on Radioslot.com. We're going to talk about the worst bishop in America. This lady who allegedly did a prayer at this was an inaugural church service, or it was something after the inauguration, or what?
Yes.
Coach, you followed this more than I have. So
It was after.
It was after.
I'm not sure what the actual venue, what they were doing there. It was just a church service.
Okay.
What I want to know is what denomination, because you said bishop.
Episcopal.
It's Episcopal.
It's an Episcopal.
Yes. It's not a real church.
Go back to England. You're supposed to be Anglican.
Yeah.
Go back to England.
Yeah.
The Episcopals are just the Anglicans of the new country.
Yeah, Yeah, that means nothing to me.
Okay, we'll cover that. We got Oscar nominations, too, that are kind of out there.
Well, no, I think it falls right in line with they're peas in a pod.
Yeah, very true. And if we get to it, someone has developed an app to help people deal with grief.
Well, that makes me sad.
I thought it was interesting, yeah. And then, okay, I get it. Yeah, I get jokes.
Ba-dum-bum.
Also for San Francisco, this might be interesting. A San Francisco penthouse sold for $5 million less than asking. This might be the first balloon to pop and ruin the city for good. So we'll try and get to that later.
It sold for $5 million less than asking.
Yes.
Well, then somebody was a little, maybe jumped the gun.
Could be. Yeah. but they expected to get a whole lot more. All right, let's deal with this bishop lady, Bishop Marianne Edgar Budde, B-U-D-D-E. Is that how they're saying her name? Somebody help me.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Sure, Budde.
Budde, okay.
But I think it needs to be...
This Bud's for you.
She's wearing a collar and a purple frock. Yeah, she's interesting.
Okay. Well, you why don't you take the lead on this one, and I'll play the clip, and then you can tell us all about it.
Let me make one final plea, Mr. President. Millions have put their trust in you. And as you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants.
Oh, God.
Who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals. They may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away.
Adios.
And that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome.
Okay,
here.
I can't anymore.
Please.
Where are my Mexicans?
So
we can't do anything without our Mexican slaves.
There is so much to unpack here.
Oh, absolutely.
It's, you know, first of all, we talked about it before. First of all, somebody in the Trump regime needs to be fired.
Oh, sure.
Because this woman has already, she's been an anti-Trump person who picked her to do this benediction, whatever, this prayer. And, you know, first of all, how arrogant is she that she thinks that she can, you know, get honor to be able to, one, do this, and then use that platform to scold the president?
Yeah.
You know, that's my first thing.
Yeah, it's
how arrogant are you?
This
is your 15 minutes of fame to where publicly you can try and shame the president.
Mm-hmm.
And then the racist rant that she goes on, and I've listened to a lot of the after stuff where she's answering questions. Oh, do you think this was the appropriate time? Mm-hmm. All this different stuff. But the absolute racist rant that she goes on, if I'm anyone, and she doesn't use anything specific other than it's the people that clean up after us and take care of our gardens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But she's really suggesting that there are slaves.
That's all they're good for, cleaning the house and doing the lawn and bussing tables. As I get on your knees and do my work, I'm the big white hope, and I'm going to stand here and just bask in my white privilege while I get my brown people to do all the menial
tasks.
Awful. It's awful.
It's just, again, as racist as you could possibly be.
Yeah, it's like we're all a bunch of Thurston Howells. Like, Libby, where's my Mexican?
And what is she? I wish I could remember the actual.
Libby!
No, but that's what
there
she,
are
that's
no
what
brown people here. Who's going to get my drink?
That's really what she was saying. I think it's just deplorable.
Libby, the pool is dirty. Where's Juan? No, I'm going to fire Juan. What do you mean he got deported? How am I supposed to clean the pool now?
Yeah, I thought it was awful.
Yeah, just disgusting.
Terrible.
You know, it's a word track that is not exclusive to her. It is something that a lot of liberals are saying, and they think it's a flex. It's like, if we get rid of the Mexicans or the illegals, who's going to do XYZ? And it's like, it just drives me nuts. It's like they all think that those people are only good for XYZ. And it's because, well, those are jobs white people won't do. It's like, well, really? Well, maybe when those jobs are open and available, we'll get some white people to do them. That might be nice. It might build character for some of them. Let's get lazy kids out of bed with a taser and tell them to go bust a table.
There you go.
I thought it was interesting that in the same sentence she said they might not have the proper documentation, but they pay taxes. I was like, oh,
how does that even work?
I love this argument because that means if I pay my taxes, then I can break the law.
Ooh, good point.
And you're a leader of a church or a religious organization saying it's okay to break the law?
Mm-hmm.
If you do one thing right over here, then you can...
It's not a real church. It's the U.S. version of the Anglican Church. The Anglican Church was started so the King Henry VIII could divorce his wife because the Catholic Church told him no. It's a fake church.
I will refuse to indict the whole church based on just one woman's comments. I mean,
it's a church that lets a woman be a bishop. There's the big problem.
She could be a one-off.
She's not a one-off. No, trust me.
I'm curious if Trump actually picked this venue on purpose.
I don't think so. I think there, and I should have done the research on this, but there is an Episcopal church that might have been it. That is kind of the traditional place where the presidents go because it's so benign. And that might have been a case of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, just amazing. Like I said, I watched a bunch of the follow-up interviews and this and that, and it was just, she is very full of herself.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, you said she had a few years back, she had some political anti-Trump stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah. They knew this. Yeah, so how is she allowed to do this? It's just... to me, just
well, allowed speaks to freedom. Like, does she have the freedom to say and do whatever she wants? Yes, I believe in free speech and all those kind of things. Yeah. But are there results or consequences to what you say? For sure, right? I mean,
yeah, but somebody had to choose her to do this.
Yeah, why they chose her is one thing. That's allowed my point.
Who chose her?
I'm just over here mincing words.
Did anyone else notice that she didn't use any Bible reference to make her point?
Well, you know, my pastor talks about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even in some of the, when we're doing chapter and verse, it's like, where's God in this? And I didn't hear him invoked in that prayer.
Well, she mentioned God, her generic God that protects all the...
Did she actually use the word G-O-D?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
She used it in the context of him talking about...
Invoking
he had an experience with the all. Oh, we almost got to listen to it again.
I'm not playing
no,
it again.
Please don't do that to me.
I'll donate
a finger if I don't have to listen to that again.
Give me the thing.
They're not worth much.
But yeah, it's awful. Mm-hmm. My computer's died.
Oh no!
I don't know why.
Well, hit it harder. Maybe that'll work. Nothing?
Yeah.
No, okay.
It's frozen. I can see lights on the
screen. Maybe we can...
Yes, you got lights
on the bottom. We need to get one of our brown slaves to come in and fix that for you. Because obviously...
Can you stop?
IT work.
They do. Oh, that's right. That's right. They're only good for... Juan, bust that table. Margarita, clean my floor.
I did not say any of this.
No, I'm demonstrating absurdity by being absurd. I'm not saying I advocate for those things. I'm going to avoid the absurdity altogether. No, I mean, you can say anything else you want about her comments. My big thing is it's like, why are you guys so focused on those are the people that do those menial tasks and that's all they're good for? And it just makes me.
But we're going so far over the line.
Yeah.
Just even discussing that. This was not the time or the place for her to reprimand the president private views about those specific issues. Not the time, not the place, not her.
Well, I got a greater philosophical question. Is the pulpit meant for reprimanding people at all?
In some cases, yes, though. I mean, maybe not specific individuals.
That's, I think, a discussion.
Yeah.
Well. Depends on if you're Catholic or not.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's that joke? If you
talk about one person from the pulpit, I'm not sure that's...
I would agree with you there. But
the church I want to be in.
No, but there's that joke. If you start feeling hot in church, the pastor's probably talking about you, something like that. I'm butchering it. But it's like if you start feeling uncomfortable,
convicted because of something that was said. But
you're not addressing that person as an individual.
Should never be directed at an individual.
Yeah.
For what I understood, houses of worship were meant to be houses of worship, not in places of indictment. We go to the courtroom for that.
All right.
I don't know. I think it should be a difference between the courtroom and the church, I think. It's just me. What do I know? I like cold toilet seats.
It means that nobody sat on them before you got there.
It's just a little bit
of math. You're not going to get somebody's germs. Germs are bad. And you got to be careful of germs because Juan got deported. He wasn't there to clean your toilet.
No, we're not going back there.
Wait, no, that's Margarita. Margarita cleans the bathrooms.
Oh, my goodness. The naked cruelty has just overflowing.
This has nothing to do with naked cruelty. I am sympathizing with those people. They should not just be associated
by making fun of the bishop.
I am making fun of the bishop. Yeah, and liberals in general who are repeating that same meme and think they're smart by doing so. It's ridiculous.
Well, even this guy Pryor, the DEI guy that got fired.
Oh, right.
I mean, there are companies that I wonder what they're going to do now because that's what they do.
They're going to go try and get hired somewhere where they don't have a DEI policy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, DEI is gone.
No, I know. Now they're going to have to go apply for a job, and they won't be using a DEI policy to hire them. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to apply for a job in a
based on merit
society.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
How about that?
I would love to see some interviews from people that had to leave DEI jobs, but then they had to go into the actual marketplace and see. I would just love to
fly
on the wall.
That would be fun to watch.
It's probably totally illegal to record those.
Yes, it is. But maybe not illegal, but
illegal to what?
Record job interviews
without permission.
Yeah.
It's for our entertainment.
Yeah. Well, that would be fun though. But I mean, the whole DEI thing is dead. It's dead and gone.
It's going to try and hang on for a little bit, but.
Well, you know. We're about to talk about that.
That's right.
I mean, just this woman, this bishop, having the ability to talk about this whole sermon in really LGBTQ XY exclamation point QRSTVU whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But we have another one that kind of dovetails right on that.
And we will get to that right after this break. It's a perfect time to segue here. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. No Ziggy today. And let's let's talk about the Oscars. And
we need to go all the way back to the fires.
So, okay.
No, seriously. You got these La La Land idiots.
Yeah, take the lead on this one. Go ahead and...
So you got these La La Land idiots who voted for all this DEI BS and these, you know, Karen Basses and our lovely governor haircut and all this stuff. And, and they get what they get. And it's the same month after month, year after year. And, you know, we've been talking about the water and the just forest and all this stuff. And then again, we have the election and the country said, yeah, no more unicorns, no more DEI. We're done. With one voice.
Right.
Very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
La La Land didn't get it. It just went, it's an airplane thing, right? It went right over their head.
Okay.
So I was looking at this thing. It's unfortunate because I love Zoe Saldana. She was in Guardians of the Galaxy and a ton, you know, Lioness, which is one of Taylor Sheridan's new series, great series.
Oh, yeah, I've yet to see that one.
It's wonderful. Oh. But love her. But anyway, and it did very well at Cannes, at the Cannes Film Festival.
What movie?
It's Amelia Perez.
Okay.
And it's about a man who transitions into a woman to be a cartel drug lord.
Okay.
And it is up, she, he, it, whatever, is up for best actress.
Okay.
No, Saldana is.
No.
No, the she, he that
the
is.
The person that plays Amelia Perez. Person,
yeah. Who actually is a transgender
man. Okay.
Woman, man. Was a man, now is a man,
really ugly woman. Yeah.
So, but then I listened to it, and I literally thought it was a South Park joke, and it's not.
So now this movie's a musical, because what we're going to play is a musical number from the okay.
It's a musical.
So is this song in particular nominated for anything, or
I don't think so. I do think it's a fair depiction of the
movie itself.
Spirit of the movie.
Okay. Well, let's play this and...
Have you seen the movie?
Try not to vomit.
No.
Okay.
I probably won't.
And after the...
Because I was thinking a guy like you would probably have seen this movie.
Is that what you thought?
That was what I was thinking.
What were you thinking of that?
Okay. Let's play the musical number and then talk about it.
Why somewhere. Are you...
Yeah. Here we go.
Hello, very nice to meet you. I'd like to know about sex change operations.
I see. Men to woman, or woman to men.
Man to woman.
From penis to vagina.
Is this a real song?
This is real.
Yes.
In a real movie.
In a real movie.
What
Keep
would
going.
You like to know about it, madam?
I want to know it all. What is the protocol? The techniques and the risks. How many operations? How much time do you need?
It's got a funky beat.
Yes.
Vaginoplasty. Is she trying to do an accent?
Yes.
Laryngoplasty.
Yes.
Mammoplasty.
Yes.
Vaginoplasty.
Yes.
Penoplasty.
Yes.
Laryngoplasty.
Yes.
Control laryngoplasty.
What is that?
Adam's apple reduction.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So
that movie's up for an Oscar.
Let me go back to...
No, wait. Is the movie up for an Oscar?
Yes.
And best the actor,
best picture,
and the actor too.
Yes, best
Oy.
Actress.
Oy.
I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I'm thinking Saturday Night Live is in good shape. They're going to be around for a really long time.
La La Land,
because they are way better than what we just listened to.
Oh, my goodness!
Just didn't get the memo.
And well, I mean, serious. This was all put into play last year. I mean, but probably even before the election, they were producing this and filming it and the whole thing.
It's just. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
And that's, it's just, we're insane. As a species, too many of us, it's just frightening.
Like insane in the membrane.
I'm watching this,
insane
and I'm thinking this is Matt Parker and, so, you know, the South Park.
If it was them, it would, yeah.
It'd be hilarious.
It would be absolutely hilarious, but this is.
If that very song was done with Cartman and the cartoons, it'd be the greatest episode ever, right?
Right. Well, maybe the second not. Greatest. No, that's, yeah.
I wish we could play Cypress Hill, Insane in the Brain.
Yeah.
It'd be appropriate background music for
yes,
this.
Yes, it would.
And being a huge, huge fan of Zoe, I'm so disappointed in her.
Mm-hmm. So it'll probably win just because they want to give the award to a tranny and shake their
it'll
fists.
It'll probably
at the,
win because it's a middle finger to.
And that's why they're changing the name of the Oscars.
Yeah, to what?
It's going to be the Aussies.
In fact, moving forward, I think that's the only way we can refer to it.
Yeah,
we should have a special episode.
Wait, and the Oscars, what is the award, the actual award that you get, a little trophy, isn't it the figure of a man,
yeah.
a male?
Yeah.
How great will that be?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to give bulbs. No, I mean they're going to give the transgender person an award.
That's a little man
for being a woman, but the award is the figure of a man.
Little man, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I saw that and I just, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. What's it up for? Best comedy?
No, I think best picture.
Ba-da-ba.
Yeah. I.
No, but it is actually a comedy. They call it a comedy.
Oh, they do.
They do. But, yeah.
Well, so are they trying to have fun with it then? I mean, you're the resident expert on this topic, right?
I really don't think so. Because.
Yeah, they're calling it musical crime comedy film.
I think we should have a vote right now. I think, Brian, you and I should vote if Doug has to watch this movie.
Oh, he has to watch the whole thing.
Watch the whole thing, and then he can report on
it. In fact, that's the next bet. Whatever bet we do.
You have to watch the movie.
Whoever loses has to watch the movie.
Carla Sofia Gascon made Oscar history on Thursday, becoming the first openly trans actress to be nominated for an Academy Award for her performance as the title character Emilia Perez in the Netflix musical directed by Jacques Audiard. Gascon plays a cartel boss who tries to atone for her past after transitioning in secret. She previously received Best Actress nomination from the Golden Globes, Screen Actress Guild Awards for the role. Born in Spain, primarily known until now for her work in Mexican telenovelas, Gascon came out as a trans woman in 2016. Yikes.
Okay. I'm speechless.
And it's, yeah,
I'm
speechless. It's like I haven't seen a movie in theater since Endgame, and I have there's nothing I've wanted to see, and because Hollywood's been all about the message, and this just continues the trend.
Well, you haven't been to the movies since Endgame?
Yeah.
There's nothing
I want to see.
That might be the worst thing I've heard today.
No, there is nothing I want to see. Everything is woke trash, and I'm not spending my money on the
experience of just going to the movies and being out?
Well, and listen to people
get a little popcorn.
And listen to people talk over the movie. I got a big screen TV at home. I can make my own popcorn, and I could, and I don't have people talking. So, you know.
I don't know.
And the floor is not sticky.
There's something about going to the movies.
Yeah,
that is.
I know there is, and I miss it, but there is nothing I want to see because it's all trash.
I saw a movie the other this weekend. It was awesome.
Which was that?
Flight Risk.
Okay.
Probably cost $3 to make. The entire movie was in a 4-seater plane.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty good.
All right.
Marky Mark.
Oh, okay.
Marky Mark.
And the Get Fresh crew?
No, it was the Funky Bunch.
Oh, it's the Funky Bunch?
Yeah.
Darn it. Should have had that.
Dude, that's huge. Absolutely.
I know. That's my wheelhouse.
That's your wheelhouse, man. Yeah. And I even knew that.
Why do I know it? Yeah, that's the thing. All right.
Topher Grace.
Oh, okay.
And the female lead, I didn't know. But it was literally three people from almost the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. It was, what the hell is his name? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The Australian dude. Wow.
Yahoo Serious?
No.
That's a reach.
I'm having an old moment.
There's only three people who got that one.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I was distracted. I missed it.
Russell Crowe. He's Australian. Gerard.
Russell Crowe-esque.
Okay.
Why don't we just look this up?
Yeah, why don't we just look it up?
What's it called? Flight Risk?
Flight Risk.
In fact, why don't we look it up during the break, because we're up on a break now anyway, and if we haven't lost half our audience.
There's a thought.
You know, yeah. All right, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. We figured out who the Australian is.
Mel Gibson.
That's right.
It's the son of Gib, named Mel.
Yeah. Mr. Lethal Weapon himself. So Flight Risk, you say, is a good show, and
I thought it was kind of amazing that, again, the entire movie is three people in a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally the entire movie.
I mean, is he Lethal Weapon or is he Braveheart?
He's both.
I mean, because for me, he's Braveheart.
Okay, for me, he's Lethal Weapon. So
never take our freedom.
We're both right.
Yeah, he's done a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah, he sure has.
Some people will say, what are the, Mad Max
yeah.
movies.
My father recently watched him in Dragged Across Concrete. He said it was really good. So,
never even heard of that.
Yeah, it was straight to video.
The Revolutionary War one. That was pretty good.
The Patriot.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll keep it in mind.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't said I haven't watched movies since Endgame. I just haven't been to the theaters. So there's Avengers, Marvel. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the movies I watch are old.
Yeah. The cast for the movie is Michelle Dockery, Mark Wahlberg, Topher Grace, Leah.
Oh, Dockery.
Ramini.
The lady from Downton Abbey.
And Monib Abhat. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a very small picture. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's Downton Abbey.
Okay, no, Downtown Abbey.
Stop it.
Downton. No, downtown.
It's Downton Abbey. I watched it with my mother-in-law.
It's Downton Abbey.
Favorite show.
And Star Trek.
Michelle Dockery was the oldest daughter.
It was good.
I liked it. I was surprised. I thought I would hate it and I'd be bored out of my mind. And
no,
was,
you guys are talking about two different
totally
things.
Totally sucked in.
You're talking about the movie and you're talking about Downton Abbey. And
no, Downton Abbey.
No, it's Downton Abbey.
Stop it.
I didn't watch Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
You've got too many ends.
What's and Downton Abbey about?
Downton Abbey is about some British aristocrats, and Michelle Dockery was in it. She played the oldest daughter, and it was
and they're downtown near the Abbey.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And then after that, we watched Star Trek.
All right. Sounds really boring, though.
Yeah, well, no, Star Trek was good. That's about.
No, I'm talking about Downton Abbey.
No, it's not boring. No, it really isn't. It's, right. It's actually a good show. You should try it out. Right. And then Star Trek is about space explorers.
Oh, really? Star Trek.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I called it when
I
was 5 years
Princess
old.
Princess Leia.
No. That's Star Wars.
And
no,
Han Solo.
No, that's Han Solo. That's a different
Chewbacca.
Movie. No, it's a different movie.
Chewbacca?
You're talking about a different movie. I'm talking about Star Trek that had William Shatner and Mr. Spock and
the
Enterprise.
Oh, real Star Trek.
Yeah, and they're flying around space on a 5-year mission
to
explore strange new worlds. That's what I called it when I was 5 years old. I didn't understand that it was Trek until I was older. So I was always
he couldn't read then.
Yeah, so I would always call it Star Trek, and that's just what I continue to call it mostly because it pisses people off.
Well, you got me.
And then Downton Abbey, same thing, because it's like I started using that at work. And at the other radio station, and everybody just flipped their lid. It was hilarious.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah. So Flight Risk, go see it. Are we doing entertainment shows that updates? Because the new season of Reacher came out.
Okay.
And first two seasons were awesome. Mm-hmm. And so season three just dropped couple days ago. Which, that massive, huge guy.
All right.
Whatever. He's awesome. It's very entertaining.
I've heard good things. I'm not a big fan of the books, so I really haven't paid attention to the show.
Oh, my buddy Bryce says he's seen all the shows, all the movies. He's read the books. He's all about it. If I ever need to own it, I just ask him. And
I see.
Yeah. It's really, really well done and much better than the Tom Cruise movies.
Okay.
I think. And I like the Tom Cruise movies. They were good.
Yeah. I saw the first one, and I thought it was quite good. Very clever at the end.
Jack Reacher?
Or was it the one before? No, it was Jack Reacher. That was the first one, right?
I don't know either.
Whatever the first Tom Cruise Jack Reacher movie was, that's the one I saw. And I thought it was pretty good. Unlike some people, I actually enjoy Tom Cruise's work. I know he's a weirdo, but...
Oh, on screen, I think he's great.
Yeah.
He's really kind of fun.
Off screen, yeah.
Some of his stuff's a little overdone.
I don't know him, so...
Mm.
Oh, what was the one he did with Jamie Foxx where he was like a organized crime guy?
He drove around
in a taxi.
Wasn't collateral
Jamie Foxx
damage.
Oh, that was wonderful.
That was a great movie.
It was a Michael Mann movie. And
Jamie Foxx was better than Tom
Cruise.
Oh,
my.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
That was a great movie. He was a hitman, and he had to drive him around to all the hits.
Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot what that movie was. Collateral. That's what it is.
Collateral.
I was right.
Yeah.
I thought
called it Collateral Damage.
I think Collateral Damage was a Schwarzenegger movie. But anyway, yeah.
I liked Tom in Tropical Thunder.
Yes.
Loved him in that.
I did.
So the Tom Cruise movies are Jack Reacher and then Jack Reacher Never Go Back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So Jack Reacher was the one I saw.
Yeah.
I thought they were good.
Yeah, the first one was terrific. Yeah. I'm not a fan of the books, but and I do have
second one's good too.
Okay, yeah, I should.
When they try and frame that chick.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but yeah, I should stop talking there. I'll be
going
don't
into ruin it.
No. I just mean behind the scenes author stuff. When I say I don't like the books,
he's got a fake daughter. And...
Yeah, I can share some gossip about the author. And
yeah, first one was looks like 2013, and the second one came out 2016.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very good. Let's talk about a French woman conned out of $850,000 by scammers who posed as actor Brad Pitt. She has since faced a huge wave of mockery, leading French broadcaster TF1 to withdraw a program about her. She has since told a popular French YouTube show she was, quote, not crazy or a moron. I just got played. I admit it, and that's why I came forward, because I'm not the only one. A representative for Pitt told U.S. outlet Entertainment Weekly that it was, quote, awful that scammers take advantage of fans' strong connections with celebrities and that people shouldn't respond to unsolicited online outreach, especially from actors who have no social media presence.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That's a subtle way of saying, I have no social media. I don't contact anybody. I never do anything like this. Why would you think I would contact you?
Ann says her ordeal began when she downloaded.
Even if I did, why do you think I would contact you?
Yeah. So Ann, what is Ann? What is her last name? Just as a French woman, first name Ann.
Gables.
Anyway,
Ann Gables.
Okay, so she downloaded Instagram Anna in February of 2023 when she was still married to a wealthy entrepreneur. She was immediately contacted by someone who said they were Pitt's mother, Jane Etta, who told Ann her son, quote, needed a woman just like her. And then somebody pretending to be Pitt got in touch with her the next day.
So she is a dumbass.
Well, her daughter said she tried to show her mother that this was a scam and that mom didn't believe it. At one point, quote, Brad Pitt said he tried to send her luxury gifts, but that he was unable to pay customs on them because his bank accounts were frozen due to his divorce proceedings with Angela Jolie, which prompted Ann to transfer 9,000 euros to the scammers.
So if his bank accounts are frozen, how did he buy the exorbitant gifts to send to her in the first place? I mean, this is just basic logic.
The request for money ramped up when fake Pitt told Ann he needed cash to pay for kidney cancer treatment, sending her multiple AI-generated photos of Pitt in a hospital bed. She says, I looked up those photos on the internet but couldn't find them, so I thought that meant he had taken those selfies just for me.
Fooling their money.
And she divorced her husband, and with her settlement, she gave it all to the scammers. Quote, I told myself I was maybe saving a man's life.
She did. She saved her ex-husband's life.
I guess so, yeah.
Like, wow.
Her daughter said she tried to, her daughter says she tried to get mom to see the reason. It hurt to see how naive she was being. Anyway. She didn't get suspicious until she saw gossip magazines with pictures of Brad Pitt and his new girlfriend.
Now that kind of tip you off, right?
I guess the surgery was successful.
Yeah, full recovery.
Oy. Yeah. Boy, okay. Well, watch out for scammers on the internet. You think that
scary. Scams are getting better and better.
And more clever, yeah.
They're getting really good.
You would think after all the Nigerian prince emails and memes about that.
Wait, he emailed you too?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. He emails me all the time.
Yeah. So you would think after all of those that people would be onto these things, but I guess not.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone in my family got a text message informing them that their Fast Track account, the little units you use on your card across bridge tolls and things like that,
right,
in certain areas, that their account was seriously passed to, and to avoid exorbitant fees and penalties, they needed to resolve the issue today, right now. Click this link, close the app, reopen the app, and then type the number 7 or something like that, and it'll forward you to the next thing. And I'm sure that's just a click pattern that allows them to have access to the phone or something like that. And so they sent this to me, a screenshot of it, and they said, hey, can you solve this, or what is this? And I asked them, I said, do you have a Fast Track account? And they were like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I said, is there any reason Fast Track would have your cell phone number? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they never call me. They send me mail.
So the identity of the guilty will remain
Oh, I know
anonymous
who it is. I know
in
who it
order
is.
To protect
I know who
their
is.
Integrity and
yeah.
All that stuff.
I won't say who it is.
I can, good, because they might kill you.
And I'd be making a
Then it'd be
total
the,
guess. But.
The Doug and Scott show. Coach and Scott. Because he'd be dead. You're taking him.
No. I'd be tasered.
Oh. Nobody in my family tases anybody. It's a rule.
You know, I think you should rethink that.
Yeah. really do. Is there somebody in my family you would like taste?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't answer that.
I want to reserve the...
You want to protect your freedoms?
If, you know... I mean, it might be you.
Oh, well, I probably deserve to get tasted a few times.
Yeah, that's, you know,
it's like... I might want to... Just once, just to know what it's
just
like.
Just to tase yourself to see what happens?
No, I don't tase myself. I know I never want to be able to say that I tased myself. That sounds like a tort, just an indictment and a horrible commentary on me as a person. But like, so let somebody else do it. And then I wasn't self-inflicted.
I see.
Just to see what it was like.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
I'm pretty sure it'll never happen.
Make sure you're...
This is a hypothetical. We can move on.
If you insist on it, make sure you're standing on a padded floor, because you're going to hit the ground real hard. And
no, I think I'm just lay down and I'm going to start on the floor.
Okay.
So there's nowhere to fall.
No, well, then you're not getting the full effect, though.
Oh, no.
You got to have the shock and the fall, and then you wake up thinking, how did I get here?
Do you think I wanted to get the full effect? I don't want the highest voltage. Give me the one of the low, medium. Actually, you know what?
Why do you... No, if you're going to do something, do
it
right.
You got to go hard or go home.
No. That's like, hey, if you're going to do cancer, might as well get the full-blown version. No. I want the lightest, lowest, easiest, treatable version, right? But now that I'm thinking about this, I have electrically shocked myself.
Okay. It's nothing like that.
I bought the dog collar.
Oh, God.
With the remote and all that kind of stuff.
Did you put it on your neck?
No, I'm not. I'm not ever putting anything around my neck. But I did. I put it around my ankle, and I put it down on one of the lowest settings, and I hit it, and I was like, ooh, dang.
Oh, yeah, though, they're real.
It definitely gets your attention.
No, you wanted to feel what the dog is going to feel, or?
Well, I didn't want it to be too hard or too strong. I don't want to torture my dog. I just want to get his attention. I was like, oh, well, I don't need to use anything more than one of the lowest settings because it's going to get his attention. And sure enough, it worked.
Wow.
When I used to ride horses, it's one of the things that we used to do. So in a ranch, especially a working ranch, mm-hmm. where you're training horses, the perimeter fence is a...
Oh, electric invisible fence?
No, it's got a wire. It's an electric fence.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the ones run underground.
Talking about an electric fence. But the perimeter fence is much higher amperage.
Voltage?
Amperage.
I like voltage.
Yeah, but that would be incorrect.
Okay.
It's not the voltage, it's the amperage.
Do you think I'm trying to be correct?
I don't know.
I'm just talking about what I like.
Don't really care. Just, it's wrong.
Okay.
Okay, finish your story.
So higher amperage.
We got 30
on the perimeter
seconds.
Fence.
Inside the perimeter of a ranch, you have a lot of electric fences to mm-hmm. keep livestock in their own little area. So you can go up and grab an interior wire and hang on to it.
No, don't do that.
You can't. But especially new people or new hands at the ranch or this or that, we'd grab it. Look how badass we are. And then eventually later we would be at a perimeter fence. Say, hey, grab it. The perimeter fence
was okay.
We'll send you 10 feet. Literally, bang.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, sissy, get up. Yeah, that was something that we joked that we used to pull on new guys all the time.
Oh, right on. Yeah. All right. Well, we are up on a break after this. Well, it's our wrap-up. So we got Scott's post-game report, Coach's Corner, Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts. So all that and our, I guess that's it, our wrap-up. It's gone by awfully quick today.
Yeah.
All right. It was fun.
Yeah, we'll back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment here. No Ziggy today. He's at home. Couldn't get out of bed. Probably sick. Probably sick that Taylor's girlfriend's going to be in the Super Bowl again.
I thought he was like up there among her greatest fans.
Oh, that was just, we were just teasing him on that. He can't stand her.
Is he?
Yeah.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. we can ask him. No, that's the funny part is he... I doubt he can even name any of her songs. I say that with the greatest respect.
Oh, I can name several of them, yeah.
See, look how you are.
Yeah.
Why? Both of you. Can you name a song?
I could, and if I did, then I'd be like, look what you made me do.
Go ahead. Is that a song?
Look what you made me do is one of her songs. Yeah.
See, because I couldn't name one. Not one.
I know.
That's doesn't okay. that make you gay?
No, because it doesn't. I'm the problem. It's me.
It is you. And it's you as well.
Which is a line from one of her songs also.
Oh, see how you go?
Yeah. No, yeah. I have way too many Swifty fans around me. Yeah. I am surrounded.
Yeah.
So who is gay?
You are.
Stop.
Both of you. Yeah, I couldn't name a one. Not a one.
All right. Brian Drake's encouraging words for the day.
Whoops. Yep.
Oh, what am I doing?
I muted myself.
I meant to mute you guys. Remember, people you hate are like Slinkies. They're not good for anything, but you crack a smile when you push them down a flight of stairs. Go in Christ.
Wow. That was one of the best ones so far. I like that.
That was pretty good. I still can't get over the closing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I muted you guys, because I didn't want you to interrupt my closing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that one? Yeah.
All right, Scott.
What did we say my third T was today?
Tasers.
Tasers. Post-game report today brought to you by Parents of America, the Good Parenting Fund or something. I don't know. Just never, ever tase your kid, but never abuse your kid. This is not, it's not a story. It's not funny. It's terrible.
That's why she won the Women Behaving Badly Award.
I know. Coach is over here looking for the next time he can tase his kid. Am I more worried about her or you?
Is that all you got, Scott?
No, I'm taken back by this whole idea that this lady tased her kid to try and get him to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, if the bishop's speaking, I'm not going. I set that one up for a bit, didn't I?
You did. Okay. That was nice.
That was good.
Don't tase the kid. Tase the bishop.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
No, I'm not promoting violence of any kind, especially against clergy or women.
All right. Coach's Corner.
So in honor of Swifties and Kansas City Chief fans all over the globe, Andy Reid, you know what? Old dude has had a great run at the end of his coaching career. Love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking.
He's the coach for the Chiefs right now, just to qualify for those who don't know this. Yes. Yeah. Travis Kelce's coach. He's the tight end. She's the girlfriend.
I wonder if it says born in 1958. So been in the league forever. But, you know, I'm looking at quotes, and the internet is broken because I'm looking at all these quotes for him.
I don't think it's the internet.
You don't think so?
I think it's user error.
No.
You think it's our much older friend, Coach?
I think because you can't get this solved, you should be tased. I mean, because the radio science is killing us.
Any of you girls that are feeling froggy, get your taser out and step up.
I'll fix it in editing. Don't worry.
So, look, it says here, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's about the size of the fight in the dog. Andy Reid, he didn't say that. That's what I'm saying. So I'm looking at all these things that this particular website is attributing to Andy Reid. And I don't think that's his.
No, I think it was somebody like John Madden or something like that.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. If that was him, I'm impressed.
All right.
But you know what? Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. It should be an interesting Super Bowl.
All right.
I wanted the Bills. Go Philly. Go.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Y'all be good to each other.
Stay curious. Don't get zucked.
Meow.